Yuma Pekvav Mishnah Gimel Mesorah Lemisha Hoya Melichoy. We're already holding after the Avodas Adam of the soil Lashem. We just learned the Mishnah Beis about the Vidui on the soil Mishtalech, and now they gave over to the one who's going to transport. He's called Vishilach Biad Ish Iti Hamidboro. Iti means, the Gemara Darshan's, what that means is, Iti means he's Muchon Umezumen Lekach. They had to designate him from the day before. It's the way Rashi explains it. And he was the one that take it. You can't just pick a random person. He has to be a designated, like there's a Kohen Gadol. Again, it's the same idea. The Kohen Gadol had to be designated by Shivas Yomim Lefnei Yom HaKippurim Mafrishim. So he didn't need 7 days, and he's not a Kohen Gadol, and he's not even Bebig De Lovon, and he doesn't have to be Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim, but Kineged Lefnai V'Lefnim Zeh Le'umma Zeh Oso Alekim. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Kaveh that there's a Korban that goes all the way out to the Koiches Hara, and it's pushed off, but he also has to be designated. Hakol Ksherin Lo'Helicha. There's no specific things, qualities that he needs to have. L'Chayra, he doesn't even have to be a Kohen. They made, there was some type of minig. They didn't let, it was a bezin of kahanim. You find this in different places in Shas. They damned on yichus of kahanim, on mumin, or karbonis. There was a bezin of kahanim, and they were, so to speak, they were the final word on Yoni Hegdish, and they established some type of minig kavua that only kahanim should take, even though betzim, there's no prerequisite. It's not a ma'is avoid the bifnim, and it does not have to be done by kohen. You don't wear big dikuna. Somebody named Arsalo, and he did do it. Baistai said, didn't have to be given over to a kohen. This is the way the Rishonim explained the Mishnah. There are others, the other Mefarshim, that explain something interesting. They say, no. Rabbi Yossi is not arguing. Rabbi Yossi is coming to defend the chiddush that the Tanakhama says that even though, if you would have looked historically for hundreds of years, kahanim were the ones who did it. But that's not a din be'etzim, it's just a minik shel keva. Be'etzim, there's no din that a kohen has to be the ish iti hamidboro. Says Rabbi Yossi, I'll bring you a raya. Ma'isav, ahilichei arsala, arsala was Yisrael. And you see, one time, for whatever reason, they were mevatel the minik keva, and they went back to the ikar din. Yisrael lo'yo. So that's a raya that there's no din be'etzim that has to be done by a kohen. It's a nice alternative pshat. Mishnah Dal, V'kevesh also loyim b'nei abavliim shayim b'talshim b'soil. Very interesting idea over here. The Mishnah blames the unruly behavior that's going to be described over here on Bavliim. It's a shaila whether they were really Bavliim. Others taina that they were really Alexandriim. The Tveres Yisrael brings the raid. It comes from Rishayim. Rabbeinu Eliyakim over here in the Pirush on Yuma says this, that they were really Alexandriim. And Bavliim was the name that in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, there was somewhat of a rivalry between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Heyois, going back to the Tkufa before the second Bayis, the Ikir Yishuv, in the Golos Bavel, was in Bavel. The Gemara says in Kedushin that the Ikir Gadlos Bateiru was in Bavel. Every time there was persecutions in Eretz Yisrael, there came a contingency. Hilla Bavli and later on Rav Chia, there were a few times. Nosna Bavli, they came from Bavel. In Bavel, there were no persecutions, and the Torah was Shomer, was preserved in its entirety. There were Gedolei Olam that were in Bavel, and they came to Eretz Yisrael sometimes as superiors in Yichus, in Kedusha, in Gadlus Batayra to Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, even though Kimitzi and Teitzei Torah, and the Batidinim in Bavel were mevatel themselves to Eretz Yisrael, and Kiddush HaChodesh was a function that was performed only in Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was mevatel itself to the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozes, but it could be that there were Chachmei Bavel that were greater than the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, in Eretz Yisrael, there became a sprach, a nusach, to downplay Bavlim. So over here, there was a problem that was created, some type of behavior that was problematic, that was created by undesirable elements. Again, we call them Alexandrium. It was blamed on the Bavliim. Lav dafka that it was the Bavliim themselves. What was this unruly behavior that we're talking about? Shahu metalshim besairoi. They would be ripping out here. The pasht of the Mishnah is they would be kilu. They'd be pulling at the beard of the ish iti. Va'imrim loy, they would tell him like this. They're impatient, they're passionate, they're pushing him out. Tov v'tzei, grab the sword and go. Why? Because everybody knew that when that Sor Lazozel comes tumbling down the mountain, that's the end, that's the Soif Dover, the Goymer of the Kapora of the Karbonos of Yom Kippur. They were so waiting for the Kapora, for the Ritzu to be Chal on them, that they pushed him out. And because of that, Chazal saw fit to do something, or the Bezen Shechahanim saw fit to institute an interesting thing in order to protect the Ish Iti Amidbar from this type of behavior. By the way, we just said Sairi Pashas is the heir of the Ish Iti. What's the halacha if you pull out, if you yank at somebody's beard and you pull out here? Pashtus, it's only a malacha de Rabbanon. The Kalko call it certainly a it's not a malach smachsheves, it's not a dova, it's not a malacha shetzvich legufoy. Others taina that what we hear metalshim besairoi is that when metalish besairoi from the yanked the sawyer, and that's more chomer. It could be that over there you're pulling out a piece of wool. That could be defined as a malacha derais. It's a malacha shetzvich legufoy. So vinishvi, the way they protected the Ish Iti Amidbar to get out unscathed, to be able to escape and to go do quickly what he had to do, was v'kevesh osulah. They made a ramp, and they made a ramp away from the Beis Hamikdash, going out of the city. This way, he didn't have to walk through the streets. Miyakire Yerushalayim hayu malavin oisei atzukur shen is a shprach that's used. Yakire Yerushalayim. We have no idea what Anshe Yerushalayim. Every Yid that lived in Yerushalayim in the times of the Beis Hamikdash was a malach elikim tzvokas. Their faces must have shone in a way that's above and beyond description. The Yakire Yerushalayim, they would go with the Ish Iti. They put up sukkahs, they put up little huts, little booths. They should be able to rest. It was a distance. Until the sukkah Yerushalayim. That was Yerushalayim giving kovod to the one who was creating the ritzui of Yom Kippur. Eser sukkahs Yerushalayim v'atzuk. The Azazel had to be pushed down. The Tzuk means a very stiff cliff. Very stiff and very high. They had a designated spot. We don't know exactly where that was. There were 10 rest stops from Yerushalayim until that place. Tishim Ris. A Ris is an obscure measurement that we don't meet up with too much. It's a mil, which is 2,000 Amis, was divided by 7.5. 7.5, set 1 into 7.5 of a mil is a ris. So there were 90 risim, sheva umechza l'chol mil, a grand total of 90, 12 times 7.5 is 90. So what it means is it was 12 milin. Making a mil 2,000 amas means that it was 24,000 amas. 24,000 amas is quite a distance. Somewhere, if you make the cheshbon, somewhere between, depending on how big an amma is, a mil being 2,000 ammas, according to the different shittas, could be 7 miles, could be even more than that. It could be close to 10 miles. He's schlepping in the desert, in the hot desert, a behemoth which Lav Dafka was so cooperative. So he had to rest. So there were Eser Sukkos Mirushalayim Vatzuk, places to rest. Like we said, that was the distance. And he had to go that far, so maybe he had the places to take care of him. There's one girsa over here, the Rav says instead of Ris, he says, Ani shamati de Rus, kasinu bavov. Not Rus, like Megillas Rus, because over here is with the Samach. He says the reason why it's called a Rus is because in each measurement of a Rus, there's Kaminyan Rus, 200 Reish Vav Samach is 266. 266 Psiois. In each one, times that by 90, it comes out, Lefi the Cheshmer of Tchum Shabbos, 12 mil.